Did you ever wonder what life after issue one would be like? Well, today on the program, I'm interviewed by Pro-Life Primetime, and we talk about the implications of the Ohio defeat as it relates to the constitutional amendments in the state of Florida and elsewhere. So stick around.
Florida's heartbeat bill, signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis over a year ago, was enacted after beating back legal challenges filed by abortion profiteers. The Sunshine State now joins 15 other states in offering significant protections to the unborn. The new law means babies at about 6 weeks gestation can remain safely in their mother's wombs, at least in Florida and in much of the South. Florida moms determined to end their pregnancies after that point will have to travel to North Carolina if the pregnancy is still in the first trimester, or farther in the second trimester and beyond, to Illinois, New Jersey, or one of the other abortion-friendly states. But the preborn in Florida might not be safe for long. When the state Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of the heartbeat bill, it also cleared the way for abortion advocates to try to pass a proposed amendment that would invent a right to abortion in the state constitution. Florida is one of at least 11 states that likely will put a pro-abortion amendment before voters in November. Several states already have passed such amendments. Ohio is one of them. Pro-life leaders in and out of the state worked hard to defeat the amendment, but it passed last November with a 57% majority. Mark Harrington, the founder and president of Columbus, Ohio-based Created Equal, was among those leading the effort to defeat the amendment. He joins me now to talk about how Ohio's experience can help pro-lifers in Florida and the other states where life is on the ballot. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Great to be here.
So, Mark, tell us what happened in Ohio and why you think the amendment passed.
Well, now there's been seven of these constitutional amendments, Michigan and Ohio being, I guess, the most important because they were direct attempts to expand abortion up to the very moment of birth. I don't know if we can count California, Vermont in those amendments because abortion was already legal up to the very moment of birth in those states. But I think Michigan and Ohio were really wake-up calls to the pro-life movement. And I think a couple of things. We can take away from the Ohio battle. And number one for me is that we've overturned Roe versus Wade, but we have not overturned abortion. And public opinion still supports abortion. About 6 out of 10 Americans believe abortion should be legal in the first trimester of pregnancy. And those numbers kind of played out in Ohio and Michigan. 57% of Ohioans and Michigan citizens voters voted in favor of the abortion amendment. So we have a lot of work to do in order to change the culture, and we need to get back to the business of doing that. I mean, there's a lot of other lessons learned. I would say a lot of people want to look at how badly we were outspent. That's going to be the case in every one of these constitutional amendments. Right. Obviously, it's a problem. We have to close that gap. The funding gap between us and our opposition, but we're never going to raise as much money as them. We have to be much more efficient and smarter with our money. I call it lean and mean, right? Mm-hmm. And just use our money more effectively in the ads that we're running. And I think the bigger thing is that we can't expect a different result if we continue doing the same messaging. So we've got to change the messaging. And some of the things that came out of Ohio give us a pathway forward in these other states as far as the media ads and the messaging and what worked and what didn't.
Now, I've heard you describe a tool that you are offering to other states. Can you tell me what you're willing to do to help other states?
Yeah, so we created a volunteer portal for the door-to-door grassroots effort, the phone banking as well. So we ran the entire volunteer grassroots effort here in Ohio, and we're making that available to all the other states that are facing these constitutional amendments. Several of those have already taken us up on our offer. We've got it going on in Nevada, Arizona, Missouri, hopefully Florida soon. Again, this is just a way to organize your volunteers in order to be efficient in reaching and knocking on doors and making phone calls and all the other stuff. So it's a one-stop shop for volunteers to be kept up on what's going on, given information, and just trying to streamline the communication between the coalition and their volunteers. So if people are interested in that, they can just email me at createdequal.org.
Okay, great. So in Florida specifically, we are voting on not only the abortion amendment, but also legalizing marijuana. So they're expecting a huge voter turnout among young people. What kind of message can we use to get to the young people?
Well, that's a tough one, because in Ohio, we lost the Gen Z voters pretty badly here. 18 to 29 year olds, 77% voted yes on issue one. And so we have an uphill battle there. There are indications, though, if you look at the polling regarding the presidential race, that Donald Trump is polling better with that group than he was in 2020. So we can only hope that that's going to carry over into the abortion battle there in Florida. Honestly, we did not devote a lot of our resources to the college age and career age young people, because that's just not the people that we're going to be switching over or changing. We're trying to reach the persuadables. So those are the people in the middle. They're marginally pro-choice, or they're just, they really don't have a hard and fast position on this. So we suspended our college outreach actually during issue one, the campaign. That doesn't mean we give up on them, but there's a lot of other people that are going to be more persuadable than that demographic, in my opinion.
Oh, interesting, interesting. So the other side seems, I mean, these amendments, all of them seem to be very vague, and they open to lots of different interpretation. How can we let people know that they're being hoodwinked?
Well, yeah, I was looking at the language here in the state of Florida. They say that the amendment provides that no law shall prohibit or penalize, delay, or restrict abortion after viability. Vague term. Of course, we all know viability supposedly means that the baby can survive outside the womb. But that term is up to the determination of whom? The doctor or the abortionist, right? And even Warren Hearn recently in the Atlantic magazine said viability is really up to what the mom wants. If she wants the baby, then the baby's viable. If she doesn't, then he's not. So, you know, it's one of those terms that you could drive a Mack truck through. It's not defined in the amendment, nor is the term health, patient's health, healthcare provider. This is very similar to all of the amendments across the country. They are intentionally vague for a reason, because they don't want to limit the amendment. They want it to pass and then leave the courts to interpret what these words mean in the future. And we know what that leads to, right? We saw that with Roe versus Wade, and determining that health could be anything from familial health, emotional health, psychological health, not just physical health. So there's a lot of intentional, they're being vague intentionally in order to get the amendment passed.
Yep. So in Florida, we have to pass it with a 60% vote. And now you mentioned Michigan and Ohio passed with 57%. So does that give us cause for optimism here in Florida?
Well, I think so. I saw recently a poll by Ipsos, which was published in USA Today, that showed that 58% of Floridians would vote yes. The bottom line is this: you got to keep it under 60, right? That's all you got to do. Yeah. You don't have to get it to 50 or 55. That'd be nice. But if you keep it under 60, you win. And our polling pretty much from the beginning to the end stayed around 56, 57%. So I think you have a fair shot at it there in the state. Florida's a little different than Ohio in some ways. I think you have certain things going for you, especially your governor, where we didn't with our governor. He wasn't very outspoken. And when he did, the ads that he ran were awful, didn't perform very well. With your state, you have Ron DeSantis, who is an outspoken pro-life advocate, and he's very articulate on the issue. It's just a core issue for him. And I think that's a big difference for you guys. Demographically, your state is gigantic in comparison to Ohio. It is a battleground for the presidential race. So all these things should work in your advantage. So we're very hopeful in Florida coming this year.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I hope you'll pray for us here in Florida and the other states facing the same thing.
Well, you got an uphill battle now that your heartbeat bill is passed. I mean, that's a good thing. Children are going to be spared from abortion, but they're going to try to use that against you there, as they did here in Ohio, by saying that a vote yes would ban or would repeal the extreme 6-week abortion ban. So you got to be prepared for these ads. They're going to be coming your way pretty soon.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much, Mark.
Sure. Thank you for having me. So, hey, friends, if you want to get involved in defeating the Florida abortion amendment, you can go to markharrington.org/Florida Amendment. That's markharrington.org/Florida Amendment. And you can volunteer for the door-to-door campaign, the grassroots effort. And also Created Equal is going to be heavily involved. So you can notify us or get a hold of us as well by going to createdequal.org or donate to the effort. We're going to be heavily involved in the state of Florida as well as others, including Missouri. So stay tuned to the program and follow us at markharrington.org. We'll see you next time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist. For more information on how to make a difference for the cause of life, liberty, and justice, go to createdequal.org. To follow Mark, go to markharringtonshow.com. Be sure to tune in next time for your marching orders in the culture war.